This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. It is the most wonderful time of the year. And to that, I mean when birders all over America get out their binoculars and their notebooks and their warm clothing to talk up all the birds they see for Audubon's annual Christmas bird count. And we always like to check in on the count at this time of the year to see how the purple finches, the red-breasted nuthatches, and all their pals are doing. And we want to hear what you've seen, too. Spotted anything good? Or maybe you're a little bit mystified by something you saw fluttering through the trees. Maybe we can help you figure it out. Give us a call. Our number is 1-800-989-8255, 1-800-989-TALK. You can always tweet us at SciFry, at SCIFRI. Joining us now is Greg Butcher, Director of Bird Conservation for the National Audubon Society in Washington. Welcome back.
Thanks a lot. Hi, Eric. How are you doing?
Hey, how's the bird watch going?
Oh, it's going great. You must have been doing your homework because red-breasted nuthatches and purple finches are the big news in the east this fall.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow, tell me about that.
Well, those are eruptive species, so some winters we don't see any and some winters we see a bunch. So this is a relatively good year for both those species.
Any guess why that is?
Well, these are birds that sometimes they winter in Canada if there's a good enough food supply for them. But this year there doesn't seem to be enough seeds to keep them all happy in Canada, so they come visit us in the States.
Now the bird count isn't really a complete census, is it?
Well, no. If you think of a complete census like they did, the Bureau of the Census just did for the country, we don't try to count every bird. It's really just a sample of what's out there every year.
And it goes on all over the country, correct?
Oh, my goodness. We have more than 2,000 places every year where we count birds all across the U.S., southern Canada, and most of the Western Hemisphere.
Is it too late to get in on this?
Oh, not at all. We go till January 5th. So you can actually go on our website if you could Google Christmas bird count, and you can find a location near you. We've got a location finder.
Mm-hmm. And so what kind of results have you gotten so far this year?
Well, the results are we've had some record counts, so it's interesting. Even though where I am in Washington, D.C., it's pretty chilly, it's kind of concentrating the birds, so we've seen some record numbers.
Wow. And in any part of the country where you're seeing more than others?
Well, basically, it's good all across the country, and every state kind of has its own special birds this year.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were just down on a count in Ecuador, right? Tell us about that.
Oh, I was on a birder's dream. I couldn't believe it. I went to the number one Christmas bird count in the world. So I got to go to Mindo, Ecuador, and I was within inches of the equator in the Andes Mountains and in the place where they see more birds on Christmas bird counts than any other place.
Wow. Let's go to the phones to Darcy in Kansas City. Hi, Darcy.
Hi, I'm in Kansas City, Kansas. How are you doing, Ira?
Fine.
I love program.
Thank you. Everything's up to date today, right?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I put out bird feeders every winter because I like to see little birds come and get what they need to survive over the season. And I've seen flickers, tufted headed titmouse, various sparrows, male and female downy woodpeckers, but I've also seen a golden slicker. He's come back.
A golden slicker.
Yes.
What does it look like besides being golden? What is it, a big bird, small bird?
Okay, it's a smaller, it's a little bit bigger than a woodpecker. They have a butter yellow breast, and the back is kind of tannish gray, and the males have a little orange, reddish cap.
Greg, what do you think of her golden slicker?
Oh, it's a great bird. It actually is a type of woodpecker, and they often will feed on the ground, and it's one of the few birds in North America that will eat ants. And they will come into bird feeders. They're,
I put a suet cake for my woodpeckers, and I've got a regular seed feeder.
Yep, and the flickers will often come to that suet. So it's a great bird
mm-hmm.
to have. The normal name people use for it is northern flicker, but in the east they have what they call yellow shafts, and in the west they have red shafts. So what they're seeing in Kansas City is one of the eastern kinds of flickers.
Now, thanks for the call. Let's go to Rachel in Huntsville, Alabama. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Hi there.
We saw seagulls, a flock of seagulls in Huntsville, Alabama.
Wow, they're a little far from home.
Yes, they are.
Well, that's why
you made of that.
Ornithologists don't tend to call them seagulls because you can see them anywhere in the country. And what you've probably got in Huntsville, Alabama, is ring-billed gulls because those are the species that like the inland areas more than, say, herring gull or great blackback gull, which is more likely to stick close to the sea.
All right, there you have it, Rachel.
Okay, thank you so much.
Have a happy, healthy New Year and Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Greg, have you noticed with the counts any species that used to be very common that people are just not finding anymore?
Well, unfortunately, there's quite a few of those. And one of the strangest things happened in the East United States is in the 1980s, we had huge flocks of evening grosbeaks. And now there's almost no flocks of evening grosbeaks. And they're a beautiful yellow and black bird. And we used to complain about them every year because they'd come in big numbers and eat up all our sunflower seeds. And now we're complaining because they don't come anymore.
Wow. That's too bad. Let's go to Jennifer in... I think we're going to Jennifer in Lansing, Michigan. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Hi there.
Well, I participated in our local Christmas count for, probably close to 30 years now.
Wow.
I do the same section with a friend of mine every year. This year, we found that the numbers were actually down overall, except for crows. I was there at sunup when the flock of crows came out of the woods, and there had to be, probably 4,000 plus.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the birds.
Especially in Michigan, 20 years ago, they didn't have that many crows in Michigan, but that's one of the species that's been wintering farther north over the last 20, 30 years.
All right.
Yeah, when I was a kid, crows were pretty uncommon.
Well, thanks for that report, Jennifer.
You're welcome.
Let's see if we can get one more quick one in from Phil in Fort Lauderdale. Hi, Phil.
Yes. I was... wanting to report a change in behavior in rather large water birds. I live on a lake where I see white herons, and we see them feeding in the waters and canals frequently. But lately, I've noticed them moving into urban areas where hedgerows and shrubs and bushes, and they seem to be stalking some of our small anole lizards. And I've even observed one, catching them. So in an urban area, these large birds seem to be adapting their feeding habits, much like the little cattle egrets, which are a pasture bird, have done the same thing.
Huh. What do you think of that?
Well, that is a first for me, because I was thinking as he was telling the story that it probably was a cattle egret, because we've seen them do that. They're called cattle egrets, of course, because they follow behind cows and kick up whatever insects or lizards or whatever follow the cows. And so, as the listener said, they came into the urban areas first and started taking advantage of whatever food we had in that area. And we know the great blue heron, will eat almost anything, too. So I guess it's not too surprising if a great egret might do so as well.
All right. Thanks for the call. Greg, I got a couple of minutes left. You said your number one birding goal is to see male birds of paradise displaying at a breeding. Why is that number one for you?
Well, I think the male birds of paradise are sort of the pinnacle of evolution. They're big birds. They have gorgeous colors on them. And then they have real strange long tails or wild feathers. And they can create some of the strangest postures you've ever seen. So I've been able to see them on David Attenborough's nature shows. But I want to see them out in the wild. And they display to the females as in a group. And so they make wild calls and these wild displays. Hmm. And when I was down in Mindo, I saw these little miniature birds of paradise. They're called, and they're at Lex as well.
And where would you see, if you wanted to go see these birds of paradise, where would the best shot at seeing them be?
So the birds of paradise are in New Guinea primarily.
Uh-huh.
And then the little birds I saw in Mindo were manakins. And they're little tiny birds, and they're not related to birds of paradise, but they also do wild displays at these leks. So I got a little mini version of it this winter already.
We got a quick tweet from Ursula V, who says, the best bird this year was a yellow-billed cuckoo, Pittsboro, North Carolina.
Now, that is a very unusual bird in the United States. They breed across the eastern United States and some out west as well, but they're almost all gone in the wintertime, so it's a very unusual species to be staying put.
Wow. So we can still use our backyard bird seed feeders to watch for birds, too, could we not?
Oh, it's a great time for feeding birds because the cold and the snow really brings them into the bird feeders, and just unbelievable surprises can come into feeders. A lot of people are feeding hummingbirds in the wintertime, And now along the Gulf of Mexico, a number of these hummingbirds are wintering where they used to just stop off on migration.
That's one of my great unsolved mysteries, how to get a hummingbird into my bird feeder, and I've tried for many years. But
oh, well, keep at it.
I've grown all the plants. That's another story. We haven't got time for that.
It'll work.
Thanks, Greg.
Good talking, Dyra.
Good luck to you. Happy New Year and happy holiday.
Thanks a lot.
Greg Butcher is Director of Bird Conservation for the National Audubon Society in Washington.